Let's check in with Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us now to give us some extremely local news and tell us what's happening with the owner of that Chicago COVID-19 testing lab. And he has pleaded guilty, hasn't he, Seamus?
That's right, Bob. This is a story that goes back to the early days of the pandemic when people were scrambling to find out. This is even pre-vaccine, scrambling to find out if they were positive or negative, particularly if they wanted to leave their house and go to a family event. This guy named Zeeshan Alvey, who lives up in Inverness in Lake County, he ran a COVID testing lab that serviced some of those pop-up shops all around the area. And people were going in, lining up, getting tests there to see if they were okay. And what turns out is that the FBI investigated them after Block Club broke the story that people were doubting the results. And they found that he was doing thousands and thousands of these tests, and they weren't actually testing the samples. They were telling people they were negative, but they weren't actually processing the tests. But they were, in fact, turning around and billing the federal government for them. So, you know, as you can imagine, if you think you're negative and you're really positive, you go out there and you infect other people. So it was really a mess. It really started from people calling us and complaining that some of their tests didn't make sense, or they got a positive in person and a negative sent to them, and were really doubting it. So, so the FBI jumped on the story, and the U.S. attorneys announced that Zeeshan Alvey pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of wire fraud. They pinned the fraud amount at about $14 million in charges sent to the government. So it was no small potatoes, and he's looking at potentially 20 years in federal prison.
Yeah, sentencing February 7th. Hard to put a dollar figure on the mess that this person caused. The place was in Norwood Park, is that right?
Yeah, it was in. They had a lab in Norwood Park that got raided in 2022, and this is just one of four labs in the Chicago area that are still under investigation. Block Club's Kelly Bauer had broken all these stories, and it all started with the one where the Trump Tower guy was vaccinating all of his cronies in Trump Tower, and he's in cuffs now as well. So probably more charges coming from all these things where people were really taking advantage of people during the early days of COVID.
Yes, that's a good thing that those people are paying the price now. What's happening with the UPS stores on Milwaukee Avenue and on California in Bucktown and Logan Square?
Yeah, this is a strange one. We've all seen the UPS stores all around the area. Really helpful, especially if you don't have a post office nearby or you prefer UPS over some of the other brands. But there's a couple shops that these are run as franchises. You know, local people buy them and run them under the UPS name. But these ones, one in Bucktown and one in Logan Square, they lost their franchise agreements earlier this year, yet they've still been operating as UPS stores, which is getting pretty confusing for customers. There were some allegations that people were bringing in boxes that were never getting shipped. Now these two shops are saying, they're telling customers that they can't ship, they can't do mailbox rentals, but they can still do some of the smaller things that they do, like printing and you know, different sorts of, you know, scanning and those kind of services. But the city cited both these locations for deceptive practices because they still have signage up saying that they do shipping, and they still say the UPS store on them. So UPS is fighting to strip them of that branding and make them take it down. But really, for neighbors, it's just one less option to go, and it's certainly confusing when they think they can just go to these shops, drop off their packages, and pay. But not the case. These are locations are, 1658 North Milwaukee and 2000 North California. It's Logan Square and Bucktown.
Tell us what's happening with the old Elbow Room building in Lakeview.
Oh, I love this story. The Elbow Room, a great little club in Lakeview. It's on Lincoln Avenue. It's one of those places that's sort of on a corner, so it's it gets real narrow at the end and wider at the back. Music venue in the basement bar on the first floor. It's been closed since 2019, but just got word this week that these two guys who have been running a sort of a secret music venue also in Lakeview, they've rounded up enough money and they've bought the Elbow Room and they're going to turn it into a music venue again. But the cool part about it was, and this place is called Book Club, which is going to be sort of confusing with Block Club, but we'll get over it. they've been doing these basically secret shows for independent bands, like really small bands that you can come in and perform to a group of interested people without a lot of overhead. They've been doing these for a couple years, and it's gotten so successful that they've been able to get their own venue, and they're going to do a bunch of renovations on the old Elbow Room and hope to open it sometime next year. But good option for seeing bands on the way up, hopefully, and before they get so big that you got to pay $100 to see them.
Elbow Room opened up in 1989. We were talking about Smashing Pumpkins a little while ago, and they performed there when they were just starting out, among many others. And finally, we have this story from Raven Ravenswood Manor. I like this. It's the raw meat mystery, isn't it?
It's the raw meat mystery. Yes, we run the full gamut here at Block Club. This is falls under the neighborhood oddities category. There's a little landscaped area in the Ravenswood Manor. This is at the corner of West Wilson and North Manor. And neighbors have been noticing that there's raw meat sitting in the bush quite frequently. Someone's just been throwing beef and pork into this bush. No one really knows why or what the motive is, or if there's something nefarious here going on. They're obviously worried that dogs, if it's poisoned, if it's there to attract the dogs, if they're trying to get coyotes. But they've been calling it the meat bush, and it sounds like not as cool as rat hole, but kind of similarly weird. And they really don't know what's going on. They're trying to get the alderman involved, but I think the main message is to whoever is throwing raw meat into the meat bush, knock it off. You're kind of freaking people out a little bit.
Where's the beef?
Well, it's apparently on the northwest side at Ravenswood Manor. So is it possible that somebody is feeding some animal or something? What do they think? It's a green space there at Wilson and Manor, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible that they're trying to do good here and maybe just get a little bit more raw meat into the bellies of local animals. But it could just be someone with a really weird sense of humor and likes to give neighborhood Facebook pages some content. But that's really where it kind of blew up. Not surprisingly, that if this would be a neighborhood Facebook page that launched into the meat bush controversy.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks. Have a good day, Seamus.
You're
welcome. It's 9:48.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, I told you. It's right on the corner there of Manor. And
that's a hilarious story.
Whatever.